Call to order, Newcastle County Council, meeting June 23rd, 2015. Let us stand for a moment of silence. Respectfully ask that as we stand, remember the victims in Charleston, South Carolina. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll.
Here.
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 Thank you, Madam Clerk. I have approval of minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of June 9, 2015?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. The minutes are hereby approved. Do I have any announcements from members tonight? Councilmember Smiley.
At the appropriate time, I will be making a motion to table 15-063.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other announcements? Seeing none, introduction of ordinances, Madam Clerk, please proceed.
053, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 40, also known as Unified Development Code, or UDC, Article 3, Use Regulations, Article 4, District Intensity and Bulk Standards, and Article 33, Definitions Regarding Parking Structures. Ordinance 15066, amend the FY 2015 approved operating budget, appropriate $1,530,000. In revenue to the general fund employee benefits budget line item, and realign general and sewer fund budgetary line items to cover increased health care costs. Ordinance 15067, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for the non-union unclassified service row office employees, adjust the pay grades for the chief deputy register of wills and the chief deputy recorder of deeds. Ordinance 15068, amend the FY 2015 approved operating budget, revised public safety, appropriate $320,000 in additional state revenue reimbursement to the Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Medical Services for associated paramedic costs for fiscal year 2015. Ordinance 15069, amend the FY 2015 approved operating budget, appropriate funding from the State of Delaware to the Department of Public Safety for the Newcastle County Police Employees Retirement System. Ordinance 15070, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for unclassified employees of County Council.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. These ordinances will be voted on at the next meeting, which is July 14th, unless they are referred to a board or commission whereby they will be voted on at a later date. We'll now hear committee reports, starting with the Finance Committee. Councilman Smiley.
Mr. Chairman, Finance Committee met at 1:30 in the upstairs conference room today, discussed items on this evening's agenda, approved some grants, and had some discussion related to RTT and the Delaware State Legislature.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Mr. Carter, you want to add anything to that?
Not to that particularly. I'm sorry, I'm just a little confused right now.
Okay.
We'll move that on to the consent calendar issue.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Community Services, Councilmember Diller.
Actually, it was Councilman Hollins.
Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Community Services Committee met this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and we had a discussion regarding the Route 9 Library. We had a presentation. It was the first time that council members were given the opportunity to see the architectural renderings of the building. I think we were all very impressed with the viewings that we were able to see this afternoon. There were some concerns raised by council members regarding the problem properties along the Route 9 corridor and the challenges that may be presented to public safety. And I think we're all in agreement that we will address those problems along with the administration. The groundbreaking for the new library on Route 9 is September 22nd, with the opening planned for December of 2016.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Councilman Abdullah, would you like to add anything to that report?
No, I think Councilman Hollins has covered it quite nicely.
Thank you. executive committee, we met today at 4 o'clock. We heard the two candidates, one Joe Montgomery for the planning board, Edward Thomas for the board of adjustment. There's some discussion around separation of powers, which will be voted on tonight. Some discussion around statements of financial interest by nominees to certain county offices, which will be voted on again tonight. Went into executive session to discuss personnel matter. We approved Brian Highlighter as aide to Councilman Cartier. And we had some discussion again regarding the RTT. Mr. Hollins, do we need to add anything to that?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to consent calendar. Any member of council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection. It will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such, and they are available in the back of this room as well as online. Is anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Resolution 15109, extending sympathy to the family and friends of Mrs. Dorothy Ann Williams Brown. Resolution 15110, honoring and commending Eileen Fogarty for outstanding service as Department of Land Use General Manager. Resolution 15111, consenting to the appointment of Joseph Montgomery to the Newcastle County Planning Board. Resolution 15112, consenting to the appointment of Edward Thomas to the Newcastle County Board of Adjustment.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call vote is 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Council members, you have any presentations tonight? Chairman, we now have consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar, and other resolutions are 15-113. Mr. Bell. 15-113.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution 15-113 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 15113, amend the capital program, appropriate $52,653 from the Clerk of the Peace Technology Fee account for the Cloud View Project Unmanned Aerial Vehicle, UAV.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Mr. President. In light of the fact that I was unable to attend the last meeting out of town on vacation with my family, I'm going to yield to Councilman Street because he was present when this was presented and approved.
Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, this provides funding for a drone for use for our public safety department, and the money's been allocated through the Clerk of the Peace Office through technology fund.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Council, you have any comments or questions? Mr. Cartier?
I think this is a really good idea for Newcastle County investing in this type of it's typically called drone technology in this resolution, unmanned aerial vehicle, UAV. I've seen in the recent couple of years how many, many local governments are getting involved with this technology. It's far cheaper than airplanes, helicopters. It gives capacities for surveillance, for looking at disaster scenes, fire scenes. It's another set of eyes in the sky that can really help, especially public safety. And I think it's, you know, we should be on the cutting edge of this and get involved.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. Any other comments or questions from council? Public comment?
Funny stuff over there?
Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R 15-113 is approved. R 15-114, Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Mr. President, I request that Resolution 15-114 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 15114, authorizing the execution of 6 purchase order contracts for the Office of Technology for computer software maintenance in the amount of $221,738.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, this is all to a company called Oral America. It's an annual contract that we have for service and support for our PeopleSoft applications, which are used throughout county government, pension department, compensation, benefits, etc.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. The council, have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cardiac?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, roll call vote, 12 yes, 1 absent.
R15-114 is approved. R15-115, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R15-115 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 15115, authorizing the execution of 1 purchase order contract for Rave Mobile Safety for the Rave Panic Button Service for the Department of Public Safety in the amount of $225,000.
Councilman.
Yes, this is another step in making our communication system between our public safety department, which communicates internally very well and is linking more and more every day with the public, and this would create a system to help us communicate with the schools countywide, whoever would sign up, and not to steal the thunder, but to pretty much summarize Councilman Street, it will be a very good tool in the drawer, provided the proper training and the proper people are put in place to oversee it.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. I'd like to be added to this particular piece of legislation.
I
Mr. Bell?
I too.
Okay, how much are you in for?
I'm broke. Council, have any questions or comments? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yeah.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R15-115 is approved. R15-116, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, give me.
Upstairs, I did it.
Yeah, that should have been Councilman Sheldon. That's what I'm looking at right here.
Councilman, you want to take that?
Sure. Yeah, Mr. President, I move that R15-116 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 15116, authorizing the execution of 1 purchase order contract increase in the amount of $150,000 for the Newcastle Conservation District to provide drainage improvements to the Duncan Wood subdivision for the Department of Special Services, which revised the total purchase order amount to $612,700.
Mr. Sheldon.
Mr. President, this is to comply with the flood ordinance, which was passed in 2005 in January. It's a replacement of existing stormwater system. The unfortunate part is when they did a testing, the quality of the contaminated soils, estimated to be close to 650 tons, have to be removed along with this. Mm-hmm. So they need another $150,000, and that's what this resolution does.
Thank you, Mr. Sheldon. Council. Ms. Carter?
Yes. what is the nature of the contaminants or pollutants in the soil? Do you have any information about that?
No, I do not. I just got the phone call, and I'm just read off the ordinance, what it really was. It's somebody from Special Services, if they were here, would do it. But I do know they will want to clean out the stormwater system and run the drains along with the sewage next to it and run it down towards Kirkwood Highway. This is the Milltown area. And in the meantime, I don't know what the contaminants were.
Thank you, Mr. Sheldon. Anything else in council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, roll call vote, 12 yes, 1 absent.
R15-116 is approved. R15-117, Mr. Weta.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to have R15-117 placed for council's consideration and adoption.
Resolution 15117, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract with the Newcastle Conservation District for the maintenance of the first phase of the Little Mill Creek Flood Mitigation Project for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $11,500.
Councilman.
Thank you. What this is, this has been an ongoing project. They're finishing up this second half. This first half, when it was done, they had some maintenance problems that they had to take care of because when they cleaned the stream out and they deepened it, they had a few islands growing in the middle of it, and it was causing backup. So that's what part of this is, and to take some of the invasive vegetation down that really has grown over the past few years.
Thank you, Councilman. Council, any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
R15-117 is approved. R15-118, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. These are all lease agreements, annual for the library. So with council's approval, I would suggest that we bundle R15-118, R15-119, and R15-120, have them read by title only for consideration, and bundle them for a vote.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Madam Clerk.
Resolution 15118, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the Middletown Square Offices, LLC, for the FY 2016 lease agreement for the Appaquinimink Library in the amount of $185,314. Resolution 15119, authorizing the execution of four purchase order contracts for the FY 2016 contracts for funding library operations in the amount of $2,503,464. Resolution 15120, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for the Town of Ellesmere for the FY 2016 lease agreement for the Town of Ellesmere Library in the amount of
$54,115.
Mr. Smiley. Bundle. As per titles.
Comments? Questions? Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R15-118, R15-119, and R15-120 are all approved as a package. R15-121, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. Before I call for the reading, I want to note to council that there's a typo on the agenda. The amount in, to match the resolution should be $198,617.86, which that I would ask for R15-121 to be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 15121, authorizing the execution of two purchase order contracts for the Cogsdale Corporation for the renewal of annual computer software maintenance for the Office of Technology in the amount of $198,617.86.
Smiley.
And this is all for the Cogsdale Corporation. It's two of them, and as per title.
Council, any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
R15-121 is approved. We'll now hear ordinances. Ordinance 15-059. Mr. Bell?
Yes, Mr. President. I guess I could take the first two, and then Councilman Streets will pick up with the police revolving fund.
Okay.
These two ordinances, 15059 and 15060, as Councilman Smiley mentioned, are kind of bundled together. I kind of like that word, and one complements the other. One is the acceptance of the fund, and the other allows us to actually move the funding and everything. So with that, I'd like to ask for council's consideration to read both of the ordinance 15059 and 060 into the record at once.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it, Madam Clerk.
Ordinance 15059, amend the grants budget appropriate $265,000 in federal funding from the Department of Homeland Security Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, $440,384, and note the funding from Newcastle County and $41,864 in private funding from the Public Service Enterprise Group, PSEG, nuclear fund to the operation of the Office of Emergency Management, OEM, for FY 2016. Ordinance 15060, amend the annual FY 2016 operating budget, reduce the FY 2016 appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Office of Emergency Management, by $440,834 to provide the annual county match for the Office of Emergency Management grant for FY 2016.
Anything else, Mr. Bell?
Yes, Mr. President. On 059, this particular ordinance, the funding will allow our Office of Emergency Management to continue in its preparation in response to, along with recovery from major emergency incidents. Activities are coordinated with a variety of the federal, state, and local government agencies, as well as private facilities. 069 allows the department to reduce the FY 2016 appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, or Public Office of Emergency Management, by $440,834 to provide the local cash match to the emergency management grant.
Thank you, Councilman. Any comments or questions from Council? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Mr. Dillers?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Sweet?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call rules 12. Yes, one absent.
Ordinances 15-059 and 060 are approved. Ordinance 15-061, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that ordinance number 15-061 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Ordinance 15061, amend the grants budget appropriate $502,000 to the contracted police duty revolving fund for the Department of Public Safety.
Councilman?
For title.
Council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cardia?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call has 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 15-061 is approved. Ordinance 15-062. Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that ordinance number 15-062 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Ordinance 15-062, amend the grants budget appropriate an additional $72,000 in federal funding from the Department of Homeland Security, Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to the Emergency Management FY 2015 grant.
Councilman.
Yes, Mr. President, this appropriates $72,000 in federal funding to our Office of Emergency Management.
Council. Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call goes 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 15-062 is approved. Ordinance 15-063, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request 15-063 be read by title only.
Okay.
Ordinance 15-063, to amend the rates of pay for unclassified employees of County Council to revise the FY16 approved operating budget to appropriate $19,100 to County Council for salaries and wages.
Mr. President, I make a motion to table 15-063.
Second.
15-063 is tabled. Ordinance 15.
I ask for the vote, please.
And vote, please.
Yes.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
And against? Abstention, seeing none. Vote is carried. 015-063 is tabled. Ordinance 15-064. Mr. Bell?
Yes, Mr. President, I move that ordinance number 15-064 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 15-064, amend the capital budget, appropriate $52,653 from the clerk of the peace technology fee account for the CloudView project unmanned aerial vehicle, UAV.
Councilman.
Yes, Mr. President, this pays for the drone that we have already approved in earlier this evening. This provides the funding.
Anything else, Mr. Sleep?
That's it, Mr.
Thank you. Council, public comment? Please call.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Sleep?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 15-064 is approved. Ordinance 15-065. Mr. Shelton.
And Mr. President, I move that ordinance 15-065 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 15-065, appropriate $330,000 from the Garston Trust portfolio to the Garston Trust Fund in order to provide funding for park maintenance for fiscal year 2016 to be administered by the Department of Special Services.
Councilman.
Mr. President, on May 8, 2001, this county council adopted whether it would use the interest that was made from the previous year from the Garson will that was put into a Garson trust fund. It's over, a little over $4 million is in there now. The interest for last year was $330,000. Yes. So what this ordinance does is put the $330,000 and puts it to good use to our county parks, which the Garsons expressed so much interest in the world to do.
Thank you, Mr. Sheldon. Council, public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yeah.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 15-065 is approved. Ordinance 15-045, Councilman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I move that ordinance 15-045 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 15-045, to honor the protections contemplated by the Doctrine of Separation of Powers by amending Newcastle County Code Chapters 2, Administration, and 26, Human Resources, to prohibit the executive branch, and particularly Department of Administration, Administrative Services, from accessing and or providing a council member's or legislative staff member's emails, phone calls, calendars, and or other electronic records except pursuant to the consent of the council member or for the staff or the body as a whole in the context of discovery, the Executive and Personnel Committee co-chairs and clerk of council, other than pursuant to an attorney general subpoena or other court order and to prescribe processes and penalties for violations thereof.
Councilman.
Thank you, Mr. President. If you will bear with me, I would like to just read a statement. I know we had a long discussion about this upstairs, but I would like to read a statement that basically shows justification for bringing this forward.
Please proceed.
I'm bringing this ordinance to council following a lot of reflection and discussion with other governments and attorneys. This ordinance was referred to the Human Resource Advisory Board per the code because it changes Chapter 26. The board disapproved the ordinance for the following: 1, lack of information; 2, because they wanted a presentation; and 3, because they lacked research and background information available to make an intelligent determination. During the discussion by 3 board members, one member commented that is obviously a separation of powers issue and a constitutional issue, and the member asks if this is a new uncharted territory, while another board member believes that separation of powers has to come from structural design and self-protection, and that if a county council wants separation of powers, they need to provide for that by separating their email systems. Please understand, whether we separate our email system or not,
The Constitution mandates a separation of powers. The intent of a separation of powers is to prevent the concentration of power, provide for checks and balances, and to give us the right to be secure in our persons, houses, papers, and possessions from unreasonable search and seizures. In short, in accessing the emails of another branch of government, there is an implication of, and I quote from a constitutional attorney, troubling constitutional, statutory, and regulatory violations, while another attorney has discussed compromising issues of search and seizure, privacy, and the separation of powers. Several years ago, there was an instance within the state that gave the legislators an inkling that someone could access their emails. Member of the Joint Finance Committee asked the then head of DTI, if the governor asked to have access into our emails, would you give it? The answer was yes, and the General Assembly immediately put forth language which is mimicked in this ordinance. In this county, we have moved very quickly from the statement to the news journal that I could run this government in my sleep to I need to read your emails in order to give a better knowledge of what was happening before taking office. While the executive branch feels that they have the right to search our emails, they are using Title 19, Section 705, for their justification. Title 19 is a labor law. It was written for the protection of the employee. It does not allow an employer to access emails, telephone conversations, or internet usage without giving them prior notice. The fallacy of this argument is that as a separate branch of government, as elected officials, we are not the employees of the county executive. I believe that communication goes a long way in government. I believe that if the executive branch wants to read my emails on specific issues, they can ask me, and I can certainly give them permission. If they want to know my thoughts on an issue, they can ask me, and they know that I will tell them. If they want to know what I know about what happened before they took office, they can ask. And if they want to FOIA any issue, they can. But I do not believe that they can arbitrarily go through mine or any other emails to just gather information. They cannot use their power to look at my client attorney privilege information, especially when we are on different sides of a court case. They cannot access the emails of our counsel employees, especially those of the attorney or the auditor. And they cannot tell others, more specifically the news journal, that they have information proving that council persons are doing something wrong, and then tell the news journal, when documentation is requested, that there is no search record. So we as a council can continue to be imposed upon, or we can take some action to act as a legitimate body of government. At the most basic level, this council, as a legislative branch, makes the laws while the executive branch implements those laws.
Thank you, council member. Council, any comments? Questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Beck?
No.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner. Mr. President, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 2 no, 1 absent.
Ordinance 15-045 is approved. Ordinance 15-025, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. I make a motion to lift 15-025 from the table.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes hereby lifted. Carry on, Mr.
Thank you. I would request that 15-025 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 15025, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration, Article 3, Officers and Employees, regarding required statements of financial interest by certain nominees to county office.
Councilman.
Yes, this would just place the volunteers to Newcastle County Farmland Preservation Advisory Board under the auspices of the Ethics Commission to have to file their SFI form as members of other committees, and certain county employees are required to do.
Thank you, Councilman. Council, any comments, questions, public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yep.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 15-025 is approved. Item J, do we have any congratulations or honorary resolutions? See, we have two, starting with 15-122. Mr. Powers.
Second.
Resolution 15122, celebrating the 250th anniversary of Union Lodge Number 5 AF and AM of Middletown, Delaware, founded on June 24th, 1765.
Mr. Powers.
Yes, this is their 250th anniversary.
I'm going to do something nice for them. Great. Any comments or questions from council? Public comment. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R15-122 is approved. R15-123, Mr. Powers.
Second.
Resolution 15123, honoring the life of Edith Annette Ann Stafford Schreppler and expressing condolences to her family and friends.
Mr. Powers.
Yes. I think a lot of you know Jack Schreppler's mother.
Yeah.
Any comments or questions from council? Public comment. Hearing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call vote 12 yes, 1 absent.
R15-123 is approved. Anything on item J, ladies and ordinances? Public comment. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Am I public?
Thank you. I just wanted to tell you, in light of the discussion that we had upstairs on RTT, I just got an email that said in reaction to the cut on RTT, Sussex County has just cut 9 state trooper positions out of their budget.
Thank you. Anything else on the other?
Put it back on the state.
Ms. Street, you have anything tonight?
No, Mr. President.
Motion to adjourn before he changes his mind.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Thank you and good night.